That was a big bucket, Clark. Gay messing with a timely three. He now has 4 points on the night with a 5-point lead for the Bearcats, 35-30. 3:50 to go in the third. Tucker gets into the free throw line into the left corner. Wide open Mills for three. This one's no good. Rebound, Josh White. Clears out the paint into Nick Sweeney across the timeline. 3:35 to go in the third. Ugly by five. Nick Sweeney, right wing. Back of Dawson Drake, top of the key. Over to Gabe Messing, left wing. Being guarded closely by Frank. Back over to Gabe Messing. Pumps fake. Goes right to the lane with the reach around and wrap around. It's good. A layup. 4-2. Gabe Messing with the last 5 points for Ugly. Makes it a 7-point victory, a 7-point lead. Victory is too soon here. Tucker goes up for the shot, misses it. Rebound, Josh White. He gets fouled. Sandusky's third of the half. Only ball 90 feet from the hoop. Fouls at number 12. Brandon Tucker, his first. We have a timeout called by Sandusky. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll hang with you here. Ryan Brown listening to the Sandusky huddle, trailing by 7 to Upley. John, what's the difference here in the third quarter?
Well, the difference is that we're getting some shots being made and by some supporting cast members. I mean, when you have Gabe Messing stepping up like he is right now, and he just looks really good. Hit a tray, then he also hit a little wraparound as far as the layup is concerned. And so, you know, he's the difference right now.
And Ryan Brown listening to the Sandusky huddle. Ryan, what you find out?
On offense, Sandusky's not getting the looks they want. It's getting a little too helter skelter out there, so they just want to come out, run some sets, be a little more patient on offense, and see if they can get back to rack a little bit more.
Thank you, Ryan. Probably led by 7 at halftime. That's exactly where the lead is right now. Each team has scored 9. Gabe Messing on the left wing, back out to Nick Sweeney for 3, top of the key. This one goes to the off to the right, and saved by Brian White into the hands of Gabe Messing, but then Brandon Tucker steals it away. Shifley wide open, goes up for the layup, and it's good. Coast to coast goes Sandusky. Shifley with 6 points on the transition basket. 5-point lead for Ugly, 37-32. Austin Drake taking some deep breaths right at half court. Over to Sweeney, back to Drake. Over to the left wing, to Messing. Back up to Drake. Feeds it over to Sweeney in his right wing. Takes one drill back over to Drake. Over to Gabe Messing. Swing pass over to Sweeney. He drives into the right elbow. Passes down to Brian White in the post. Goes up for the shot, and he's fouled. End of line, number 20, Brian White for 2. That's going to be Sandusky's 4th foul of the half.
Looks like that's on Jared Wagster.
Jared Wagster with his first foul of the night. For Sandusky, here's at the line shooting 2. Brian White, probably. First one, yes. Not much arc, but it still went in. Bounced around about 3 times. Probably is now 1 for 3 in the second half for free throws. Bolus replaces number 10, Mills, for Sandusky. Sandusky has a cherry picker on the opposite corner of your radio, number 24, Grosso, about 30 feet behind the nearest ugly defender. Ryan White, second shot is up and good, so he goes 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He has 4 points now and pushing the lead back to 7 for ugly. Bullis over to Shifley, passes it over to Tucker on the right post, and it's up and good. The transition offense for Sandusky seems to be working. Brandon Tucker now has 14 for Sandusky.
2 minutes to go.
2 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's 39-34, Ugly by 5. They led by 7 at halftime. Nick Sweeney over to Drake, over to Gabe Messing, left corner. Back up Drake, top of the key. Nick Sweeney for 3 from the right wing. This is up, and it bounces once, bounces twice, no good. Rebound. Out of bounds, saved by Nick Sweeney, and thrown against Sandusky player. Out of bounds, Ugly saves possession. Nick Sweeney with a hustle play there.
It was a very heads-up play by Nick Sweeney.
And now he sits down, as well as Josh White. And he's replaced by Brett Cleary and Marshall Lipran back in the game. Gage Frank replaces Bullets for Sandusky. On the court right now for Ugly, we have Ryan White, Gabe Messing, Brett Cleary, Marshall Lipran, and number 14, Austin Drake. Passes it in, not quite yet, into Brett Cleary there in the right corner. He dribbles back out top of the key. Minute 45 left in the third. I'll be by 5:39-34. Austin Drake left corner, back at Gabe Messing over to Brett Cleary. Nearly steals, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Sandusky, right in front of the ugly bench on the right side of your radio.
I think Brandon Tucker and the Redskins thought it went the other way.
Perhaps, but it did not. Brett Cleary, pass, gets it in. Over to Austin Gregg, the right wing. Back out to Cleary, top of the key. Over to Gregg on the right wing, being guarded by Shifley into the corner. Dave Messing against Tucker. Cleary thought about taking the three, takes the jump shot from the left elbow. Instead, this one goes no good. Rebound, Tucker for the Redskins. Here comes the black and red. Shifley over to Gage Frank, left wing. Drives in, brings it back out. Over to Shifley, right wing, being guarded by Cleary. Hobbly in a man-to-man. Grosso for three from the right wing. Plenty of arc, but doesn't go in. Rebound, Tucker. Back out to Gage Frank, left wing. Shifley, top of the key. Still against Cleary with less than a minute to play now in the third quarter. 39-34, Hobbly lead. Tucker dives into the paint, and it's good with a right-handed layup. Tucker now with 8 points alone in the third quarter. He has 16. Feeds it into live ramp, and he can't hang on to it. He tries to go for the last second.
That guy, be number four on Marshall.
And that is indeed the fourth foul against Marshall Leifrand, the key player for Hubley. We still have nearly 9 minutes to play in this game. So Josh White replaces Leifrand. He's a little frustrated with himself, and Austin Drake comes out as well.
You know, he shouldn't be frustrated with himself, but that was just one of those circumstantial kind of things. He just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mitchell Goose is in as well. 45 seconds left before the fourth quarter begins. Over to the right wing. Grosso back up to number 12. Tucker being guarded by Josh White. 20 feet away from the hoop. Picks up his dribble. Over to Grosso. 33 seconds left. Now in the corner, Gage Frank being guarded by Mitchell Goose. Over to Grosso, right wing, against Messing. And Ryan White goes for the steal, but he pushed off against number 44, Sandusky, Jared Wagster. That's going to be a foul on Ryan White. So Sandusky ball. That's the fourth team foul on Ugly this half. Ryan White's first. So Sandusky ball right at midcourt. 25.4 seconds left in the third quarter. Sandusky trails by 3, 39-36. Shifley across midcourt, being guarded by Sweeney. 18 seconds left. Dribbling, still from 6 feet defense, so he can stay right there where he is. Drives in, brings it back out. Now over to number 10, Mills, against Brian White. 8 seconds left. They need to get going here sometime. He drives to the left side. Nowhere there. 3 seconds left. He takes a jump shot. That one was awful. And rebound by Josh White. And that's how the third quarter is going to end. 39-36, Hubley by 3 with 8 minutes to play in the district semifinal. Hubley versus Sandusky. 39-36, Bearcats lead.
Get up to $100 cash back when you have Napa Quick struts or shocks installed on your vehicle at Hubley Motor Service. That's right, the Napa Ride 2 Rewards Program offers up to $100 mail-in rebate with installation of Napa Quick struts or shocks. Also find special pricing now on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. And Hubley Motor Service has a tire-changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust the pit crew at Hubley Motor Service, and good luck, Hubley Bearcats.
One quarter to go before we find out who's going to be playing Harbor Beach in the district finals. 39-36. Ryan Brown listening to the Hubley huddle. Mr. Brown.
Coach Pleka is—he's kind of worried about the offense going on right now because they're putting up too many three-pointers. He says he wants to establish Josh White a little bit more on the block because he wasn't a big factor in that third quarter. So look for the Hubley Bearcats to really get Josh White going, working it down low. They don't want to settle for threes, but if it's there, they're going to let them fly.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. John,
Hubley was 1-for-6 at three-point land, and that's a very good call by Coach Pleka. Let's establish something inside. You got Josh White, who's just really a monster in there. Use him.
Sandusky gets to start the third quarter. Shifley against Sweeney. Over to Tucker, back up to Gage Frank. Over to 32 balls. Tucker at the right post goes up, misses the jump shot from the right post. Right block, and Gage Frank saves it. Shifley dives into the paint, goes up for the left-hand layup. This one's no good. Rebound, Josh White, clearing the paint. Leading by 3, Hubley Bearcats, 39-36, 7.5 to go in the fourth. Gabe Messing feeds it into Brian White, left post goes up, misses it, rebound Tucker. Nearly lost it, going now over to Bolas, over to Shifley to bring it up for him. 7:20 to go.
Hubley's still being too impatient. You know, they've got a lead, and they've got to establish Josh White down there on the block.
Bolas, top of the key. Jefferson, one.